All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. By way of introduction, my name is Tom Robbins. I'm with Kensico CMS. Just by a quick hand raise, how many people here have heard of Kensico? Okay, a few, two, three. All right, good. Well, just so you know, we want to spend about the next 25 minutes talking about Kensico CMS, as well as how it runs in the cloud. Just as a quick introduction, Kensico CMS has been around for about 6 years. We have about 6,000 active websites in 84 countries. We ship with about 34 modules out of the box, everything from basic page creation services up to e-commerce. We've got a very large number of references, as you can see here, everything from Microsoft. Newsmax.com, which is gets about 5 million hits a day or so, is actually running on Kensico. So as you can see, we really are completely built on top of the Microsoft platform. We're a completely ASP.NET application that leverages SQL Server. When we started looking at Azure last year, we made a very conscious product decision that we wanted to develop one installation that was going to run on Azure. So you had your choice as a customer if you wanted to run on your local on-premise or in the cloud. The good news is, as of December last year, Kensico CMS is the only CMS currently certified by Microsoft to run on Windows Azure. So you don't have to install any additional code, you don't have to do anything, and you can run on Windows Azure today. We see kind of three different scenarios that people are running with on Azure. The first is obviously entirely in the cloud. This means your entire installation is running on Windows Azure. We're also seeing customers interested in mixed mode. So either running their database on the back end behind their firewall, or running their front end behind the firewall and then taking advantage of things like SQL Azure. And then obviously last is on-premise. The biggest takeaway is that Kensico CMS is ready for the cloud. We have been ready since December of last year. We were one of the early adopters, and you know, it's kind of really a nice feature for us to be able to say that we run on the cloud and that we're certified by Microsoft. As I said, we have a completely partner-driven network. We're supported by about 1,200 partners worldwide, about 122 goal partners in the world as well. And one of our top goal partners is BitWizards, which is out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. So kind of I want to give Brian as much time as possible. Brian's done about 15 different sites with Kensico on Azure, and he's going to walk you through how this actually runs, a little bit about Kensico CMS. Brian?
Good afternoon, and thank you, Tom. And just like Tom said, my name is Brian Soltis. I'm a senior software engineer at BitWizards. And we are a Microsoft managed goal partner and a Kensico goal partner, and we work very closely with Tom and the rest of the Kensico team. And we basically all set out on a mission collectively to try to get Kensico ready for Azure, and we did it all together, and that's actually how Kensico became the first CMS to do so. Just to give you a little background, Kensico is basically a .NET application. It's a .NET application. You can use all versions of the framework, 2.0, 3.5, 4.0, and it runs on a SQL Server backend. And in a traditional model, like Tom mentioned, you would basically develop your website, host it on your own internal server, or your hosted server with a hosted database, and site works great. Now, in transitioning your application to Azure, there were a couple things that need to be considered. The first thing was that Kensico, by default, are website projects in .NET. And there's just because that's the way Kensico chose to develop it, and obviously with a website project, you can just update files as you need to and not have to recompile everything to a single DLL. So that was the first step that actually has to be addressed when you want to migrate a Kensico application up to Windows Azure. Is you have to convert that to a web application. And Kensico has done a fantastic job of documenting the process of migrating a site. And in addition, specifically of migrating a website project to a web application. And Martin Hedmonic, the CTO of Kensico, has a well-documented blog on that whole process, which I've gone through more times than I care to. But once you do it once, it's actually a pretty easy process. There's just a few steps you need to make sure you have. So that kind of describes how you would have it in a traditional application. So now I'm going to demo some actual applications that I have, and they're going to be running locally with my local SQL server, then I'm going to change it so that it actually hits the SQL Azure SQL server, and then I'm going to show you a deployed application running in Azure that hits the SQL Azure server. So this is my site that I have running locally here. It's not a very exciting site. And if you see, that's the other one. That's the localhost version. And it's just a real basic site. And I'll show you in the source code for this, you'll see that I'm actually connecting to a local machine here. I'm not using the SQL Azure connection string. I'm using that one. And this is just a basic web application. Now, this is a Kentico website that's already been converted to a web application, and I'm just running it locally. And as you see, it all works just about exactly as you think a site with four pages would work. So just to show you how you can kind of migrate through the process, I'm going to swap my two connection strings here, and I'm going to make it so that it's actually going to hit my SQL Azure database that I have. That's what this connection string right here is going to signify. Now, it's going to take that a second to recompile when I refresh, but I'm sure everyone's used to that if you've done development. And so I actually have found a little bit that when you do run it locally and hit SQL Azure, you might see a little bit of a latency. I would never actually run a production site in that capacity, but it's totally possible to do it. A way that we migrate our sites is if you have a traditional hosting server, you can actually just update those connection strings. Once you migrate the database over to SQL Azure, you can update the connection strings on the production server to just hit SQL Azure. The key is you have to make sure that you allow a firewall rule for your IP. But now, so you have this site, and you saw me update there, and it's basically hitting my SQL Azure database. And going to give us all the fun information about Kentico and BitWizards. Now, to just show you a little bit of the inside of my Azure environment, this happens to be my MSDN account. So it's not very complex. I just have one or two databases. There's the actual database that I'm using to hit. And then here is the actual the hosted service. That's the actual one that I've done. Now, I would go through the process of actually packaging up a Kentico site and deploying it to Azure. But it takes about 15 minutes, and we have 17 minutes and 32 seconds left, so it's not very exciting, doesn't make for a good presentation. So I'm going to simulate a few parts of that, but the first thing I need to show you is you would need to add an Azure role or an Azure service to your project, and Kentico actually has done a really good job of basically migrating their content and their code base to make it very friendly to Azure, and it actually runs natively in Azure without any kind of accelerators or anything. And that's basically all done through this WebRoll file that I'll pull up here. And what this WebRoll does, Kentico natively actually doesn't need to use the file system. It depends on if you have specific features that need to use the file system, such as Smart Search or Web Analytics. And those particular modules within Kentico do use the file system. So Kentico had to come up with a way to do that. And the way they did it was basically by using the cloud drive, which if you were in here and listened to Steve Marks, he basically explained you're basically storing your files in a Azure-hosted NTFS-based file system. And you refer to that as the cloud drive. You create an instance of that object. And basically what that will do is that will create a drive that will connect to every instance that you spin up. It will have this drive associated with it. So what Kentico did is they modified their code base so that any files actually get saved to that drive. So if you bring up an instance, that's always available to it. If that instance goes away, next one comes up, it's still available because it's in the blob stores on Microsoft storage accounts. So after adding this code, and there's obviously some you basically put in your account information and your key to connect to your storage account, which is all available right through your Azure account, you basically would package this up and deploy it. And that's the very long and drawn out process. But I can show you that this is the actual, I'll just close this one down so you can see it. So this is in my account. There's my hosted service. I already have it deployed here. If I hit that, now I'm actually running this application in Windows Azure hitting SQL Azure. And as you see, everything's pretty much there. You can tell there's a little bit of a difference. We have that banner that we like to put at the top of some of our cloud-based. Oops, meant to go back there. And it's just a real basic site. So it's once you get Kentico's development package, which I'll show that to you real quick, they actually spelled it out very easily for you. And you can kind of walk through every bit of it and see all the different steps that you need to. And what Kentico did was they basically included, let's see if I can do this. There we go. They basically included these set of files, and what those are, obviously there's two PDF files that basically walk you through the process. They have the WebRoll file, which I explained is how you set up the storage account or to have access to it within your Kentico application. And then they have a schema, which you would run against your Azure database that sets up the files, the table structure, views, and things like that within the Kentico database. And then they have a data file, which basically just pre-populates it with a lot of base information. It does take a long time for that data file to execute within SQL Server, but it is possible to do it. And in addition to that, they actually have a zip file that's an entire application, which basically they took a base Kentico website and they converted it to a web application for you. So it's a real easy way to get started with that. What you can actually do, and which I've done in many instances, is I take that base application, I export my site from my existing Kentico site, and I import it into this installation, and I didn't have to convert anything. It's already done for me. And then it's already leveraging the power of the storage accounts and being able to access all that information as well. So let's come out to here. All right, so let's look at the Azure account a little bit more just so you can kind of understand. There's a couple points. With Kentico being the first CMS commercially available that is available in Azure, it's not a perfect scenario, but it's a definite stride ahead above the competition. The one thing that is still in work with Kentico right now is it actually only supports a single instance in Windows Azure. But that is something that they're actively working on, and they are scheduled to have that in their next major release to allow you to have multiple instances. In addition to that, I've been working very closely with the Kentico development team to investigate, if you were listening to Steve Mark's presentation about multiple tenant, basically meaning stacking multiple sites within one Azure instance, and I'm still working with them on that. We're very close, but it's difficult when you're kind of trying to feel your way and your eyes are closed. So it takes a little while to get there, but I have every bit of confidence that Kentico and BitWizards will collectively be able to get that working for everyone. So in here is how you actually manage your Azure accounts. And this is my base installation. This one just happens to be in a staging account because it's my MSDN version. And then there's my database. And you can come in and see specific information about your database and see what it's using. Most Kentico sites have a fairly small footprint. It really depends on how you've configured your site and you know how you're storing files and things of that nature. Most of them fit within the one gig database that you can set up with Windows Azure. If you need bigger than that, you can always pay more money and they'll give you more space. So that was kind of the development site that I made just for this particular thing. I also wanted to demonstrate, this is obviously one I just made real quickly. We actually are running 11 sites in Windows Azure, and 10 of which are Kentico sites. So I wanted to go ahead and show you some of those just so you can see real applications are using Windows Azure. Real Kentico applications that we created are working perfectly in Windows Azure, and we're seeing incredible response with them. Portability and maintenance is obviously much easier. We don't have to worry about maintaining the production servers anymore. It's all done in a virtual environment. So this is our actual host Azure account, not my MSDN version. And you'll see there's a number of sites in here, all which say production. And these were all Azure sites that we created, with the exception of one, that we've all created over. And we actually had a press release about these were the first six that we've done. They're included in here, and since then we've added four more. Some of these are varying complexity. Some use the file system, meaning Smart Search, Web Analytics, Media Library. Some do not.
You have an e-commerce site as well.
We do. We just launched an e-commerce site, so that actually is using the file system, as well as it actually has SSL search integrated in with it as well. So just to show you a few of those, and obviously if you need to use the file system, it has to have an associated storage account. So these are our different storage accounts, so you can see we have six sites or so that are using an actual storage account. Our databases are all relatively small, so we're able to maintain just having the one gig databases for most of them, but this one's very small at 95 megabytes. So, and I'll just show you a couple of those sites just so you can see Like I said, one of our newest sites, and it was a first for us, was to launch an e-commerce site within Azure. And that's what this one's doing, and this will show you that it's actually does use the file system, because I was able to, we're using Smart Search, and I was able to search against that to find products. This is a very exciting site if you want to order ink cartridges and stuff. I don't know. He's a real nice guy. So, and if you notice here, I'll go and click Add to Cart, and if you notice, I'll be HTTPS up here at the top. So we're actually we're able to install an SSL cert within Azure, which is not a tremendously hard process, but definitely one that you kind of have to go through. It's not as easy as, you know, other things, but it's very easy to do. I actually wrote a blog on it. It takes about 6 steps. And so this is a functioning e-commerce site up there. Let's see a couple other ones that maybe look cool. Everyone likes the Eglin Aero Club. If I could type it right. And I'm a horrible typist, so. So we did that. So this is basically an Aero Club site that we did in our local area. Our president, Vince Mayfield, is the president and CEO of BitWizards, actually has been an avid flyer since he was 17, and this is something he was associated with. So we actually host this site for free for them. But again, there's really no limits. If you actually want to get into developing Kentico sites into Windows Azure, I would probably recommend you do exactly what I did. I went with the simplest site I could think of in our repertoire, which is this site, Alien Flight 61. Not an incredibly happening site. Told you, can't type. Alien. And of course, it's an extremely long and difficult domain to type. Alien. Okay, well, I'm not typing it right, so. Let me grab a different one instead. So this is another one that's fairly simple. There's really not too much to this site. It's just basically an informational brochure site. But this is what I would recommend you do. You start with the simplest site that you can and kind of work up with that, get that one functioning. I will caution you, there's a couple things. When you develop Windows Azure sites, you can do that. You do that obviously within Visual Studio, and Microsoft has provided a number of tools that work really good, kind of like the local app fabric, which allows you to run in your own cloud environment. Although we found some big issues that we've actually, Kentico and I kind of worked with Microsoft on, we've discovered is it's very difficult to start a Kentico site directly within Visual Studio to run in your local app fabric. And it's due to a timeout that's hard-coded within the app fabric. And basically what happens is it can't get through the number of files within the Kentico site. So it never actually starts the role. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind. It's something we have worked with Microsoft on that they're planning on at least giving us a setting that we can change. Because as of right now, we're kind of locked into the hard-coded timeout that they do have within Visual Studio and the local app fabric. So it is possible to run a site locally. In your app fabric, I basically do it via command line, which I have in another one of my blogs. You can launch it and run it locally. You just can't seem to do it through Visual Studio. But basically start with the local site, get it running, convert it over to a web application, or start with Kentico's package. Run it locally, make sure everything's going fine. Obviously, update, make sure all your content. Then what I would do is I would use the SQL Migration Wizard, which is a tool provided at Coplex for free, which actually allows you to migrate your content up to SQL Azure. And I'll show you that if you're not familiar with it. It's a pretty simple tool. I'll give you a couple tips so that it will actually work for you. Hold on just a moment. There we go. Okay. This is the SQL Azure migration tool. And what this basically will do is it will go through your database, script the entire thing, and then you'll basically execute that script at your destination. It's very similar to the SQL Publishing Wizard. I'm sure it was probably built on the same code base. When you're using this, always pick Analyze and Migrate SQL Database. If you do not pick that, it most likely will not work. And it will take about 20 to 30 minutes to tell you that it doesn't work. So just as a tip, always pick that one. But basically what this will allow you to do is it will script your entire database and allow you to copy that up to your Windows Azure or your SQL Azure instance. And this basically just connects it there and it will say, do you want to script? Again, another 5 to 10 minute long process that is not very exciting for a presentation. And that will basically just script all those objects. And then basically what you do is you execute that within your SQL Azure instance, all within this tool. And it will, what that basically does is what the script that Kentico provided, it basically sets up the schema, then copies up in all the data. Once you have that done, I would run the site locally and hit SQL Azure from your local machine. In order to do that, you need to make sure that you, like I said, open up the firewall rules to allow your particular machine to get through. If you grab this, any database, it doesn't really matter. You have to actually add the firewall rule to tell, you know, that your machine is able to connect to it. And once you do that, then you will be able to run the site locally hitting SQL Azure. Once you know that that works correctly, then work on migrating your actual site up to Windows Azure. And it's just, it's a very methodical process to get through, but it eliminates the areas of trouble and anywhere that, you know, you may experience any problems. It will allow you to isolate them a lot easier that way. So that's pretty close it to all the excitement. I kind of went through a good bit there very quickly. Again, I've basically documented this in my blog, basically a step-by-step of everything I just ran through in about 20 minutes, and I've also documented how to put in an SSL cert and things of that nature. But is anyone running Kentico sites currently right now, and have they tried to deploy any to Azure yet? Okay, didn't think so. Not many people have tried to do it yet. But hopefully this will help, and this will kind of pave the way so that you will have the ability to do it in the future. And definitely look me up if you need any help. I'll be glad to help you as well.
So. Thanks, Brian. Can you flip me over? So I want to kind of close down a little bit. It's been about 20, 25 minutes. One of the things that we're seeing is a huge interest in Azure among our partners. So we're introducing what we're calling an Azure partner competency. So as a partner, you have the ability to opt in and select a specialty. And I'm also happy to announce that Bitwizards is the first of our partners to actually receive their competency around Windows Azure. I would encourage anyone who's out there who may be a partner to take a look at kentico.com, and signing up is relatively easy and quick. I also want to spend a little bit of time talking about the product as we move forward. Kentico CMS 55R2 has been out since about December. As I said earlier, we've supported Azure, and we've been running instances on Azure since about December of last year. We've worked very closely with Microsoft and Bitwizards to make sure that we iron things out, and obviously between December and now, there's been a couple of iterations of the SDK. We currently support the SDK 1.4. And we are looking at moving forward. One of the big things that we decided to do was to modify our core code. So we didn't want our customers to have to write extra code or take on any additional burden, which really made kind of a single installation file. And part of that is that in our next release, which is version 6.0, which is due out in the August timeframe, we're going to be adding additional support. Hopefully, working closely with Microsoft, we'll resolve some of the stacking issues that we're seeing. We're also going to be introducing some new online marketing features. We're also in the process of taking advantage of some of the Azure services that Microsoft is starting to release. Things like the App Fabric services and some of the caching services. So obviously we're moving very, very quickly down the Azure path, and we want to make sure that we leverage that. So if you have additional questions, please take a look at devnet.kentico.com. That's our developer area. You can find everything from downloads of the files to customer support to our forums, which are actually very active. Also take a look at Bitwizards' site, bitwizards.com. They are a gold partner out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. They do kind of business everywhere, and they truly have done an amazing amount of work with Azure as well. And then to kind of close that down, and we have less than a minute, my name is Tom Robbins. You can see my contact information, my Twitter. Brian Soltis, you can see his contact information as well as his Twitter. We're going to be here for the rest of the week, so if you have questions, we have about 30 seconds. I'll try to answer them. If not, feel free to send us an email or drop us a note. Are there any questions out there? No? All right. Well, we'll let everyone go. As I said, if you have any questions, please let us know. But thank you for coming.